Sports.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Wow, we just got back from Chicago. Windy City. The Windy City. And it was windy.
That's not good for a guy with long hair.
No, it's not. Some people like it.
Yeah, but then your hair gets all knotty in the wind. Who likes that? Yeah.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. Folks, if this is the first time listening, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. We're the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of because they can't stand for no truth, friends. They just can't stand it. The voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. Yes, we are the Sons of Liberty, so welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to the Facebook and check out Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Just got done posting some new videos out there. Pretty interesting stuff. Again, friends, go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and or go to Bradley Dean double E. Bradley Dean double E on Facebook. Two different websites, one fan page, one personal page. And you can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 again, double E. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. We are showing you our faith by our works. 1 John 3:18, our deeds by our love, because we love. Deeds, not words, said George Washington. And I also wanted to let you know that if you'd like to call in at any time, you can. That number is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. At the 15-minute mark at 2:15, which means 6 minutes from right now, we're going to have Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost. He's going to jump on the air with us and share with the American people as to how stupid this president is. People think he's just absolutely foolish. He doesn't know what he's doing. Friends, I disagree 100% wholeheartedly that he knows. And just to prove my point, he just released 68,000 criminals, illegal criminals, on the streets of the United States, friends. This is how you create a revolution. So we'll be talking to Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost in just a couple minutes here. Again, friends, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And can you share with our listeners as to why that is?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. You want the mind of Christ, you want the heart of Christ, as we always say on the Sons of Liberty. Now, did you know that an official study reveals that the average person will spend 13 years of their lives listening to music?
I didn't know that.
13 years. RealWire.com. That's a long...
You just asked me a question, and I'm trying to respond to it. I didn't know that.
I bet you didn't know that. Now, I bet a lot of our listeners didn't know that neither, which brings me to my point. Let me repeat that one more time. An official study reveals that the average person will spend 13 years of their lives listening to music. 13 years is an extremely long time. That's precious time. We're called to redeem the time, as the Bible says. That brings me on to my point that our product of the week this week is Sounds of War. Now, Sounds of War is a DVD that goes in length, in detail, talking about different artists and what they promote, what their lyrics are. It's like eye-opening, blow you backwards. Now, you can go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com, shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com to order, or you can call 1-866-233-0747, a $20 donation, but our monthly sponsors, again, get a 25% off.
Give me some more of those stats.
I will.
I like
it's not
stuff.
Just... music, but also just the media in general. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation study, which followed 2,000 young people between the ages of 8 to 18, kids spent almost as much time on a computer, watching television, using their cell phones, playing video games, or listening to music as an adult spends during a full day at work. So we're talking about the hearts and minds of our young people are right in front of the TV, right in front of the computer. If you look at video games,
let's just call it for what it is, creating slaves.
Exactly, yes. Totally. And they're slaves to what they see. And, of course, they're going to do what they see. They're going to copy and follow what they see. But it just goes to show you how much, you know, if you look back in the 1800s, what do we do when we didn't have TV, when we didn't have phones? Families actually had to, you know, work together. They actually had to sit down and have a meal. You can't go into a restaurant virtually today without a TV. Several TVs flash in front of you.
Slaying her thousands.
Yeah, it's amazing how...
Slaying her thousands, Dale Moody said. Prosperity has killed
her
tens of thousands.
That's right. You look at prosperity as slaying her thousands. Adversity, you know, as slaying thousands of prosperity, has slain her tens of thousands.
That's right. Because when you prosper, you forget God in the process.
Exactly. Yeah. And when you're looking at it, it's something for especially you parents out there, what are you putting in front of your kids and what are they glued to on a 24/7 basis, especially a lot of these video games?
Well, they like it. There's nothing wrong with watching, you know, a bunch of gangbangers killing cops, is there?
Oh, yeah, of
course
not.
Or what about, you know, I mean, what's wrong with, you know, teaching kids how to actually have sex with a prostitute and, you know, again, kill cops and shoot at cops?
Exactly.
I mean, it's just a game.
Right. It doesn't really influence.
Or what about JFK? You're just killing the president of the United States. You can win $10,000 if you blow his head off. There's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly. And that's what people need to look into. And now, if you go, you can look at the social media as far as computer, Facebook, you know, cell phones. But also with the influence of music, a medical doctor and a brain specialist, his name was Richard Pellegrino, who is a consultant to the entertainment industry, wrote an article for Billboard magazine about the power of music. Dr. Pellegrino speaks...
Another form of entertainment.
Exactly,
yes.
Exactly. Yeah. Dr. Pellegrino speaks the incomparable power of music upon the human brain, stating that music has uncanny power to trigger a flood of human emotions and images that have the ability to instantaneously produce very powerful changes in emotional states. And he also said... He declared, take it from a brain guy, in 25 years of working with the brain, I still not can affect a person's state of mind the way that one simple song can. So we're talking about all the social media music.
Although he's got it wrong, because everything is spiritual, and whatever the head does, it first started in the seat of the heart.
Exactly.
Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, right? He's got it backwards, but I understand what he's saying.
Yeah, exactly. He's saying we cannot deny the power. And when you're looking at young people, youth ages 8 to 18, they spend, you know, the statistics there with how much time they spent when the average person goes to work. Hmm. But then you're looking at the person, the average person spends 13 years listening to music. So whether it be a computer, a phone, a video game, you know, music, whatever it might be, there is influence that's definitely there. If you watch your
kids... Give people a piece of bread and a show and I can do whatever I want with
them. Exactly. Yeah. So it's very important, even Eminem, when you're talking about not influencing...
Mm, those sound good.
No, Eminem as in the degraded rapper. He's talking about calling...
Like teaching the kids how to actually, you know, kill his girlfriend, pull her out of the trunk and throw her in the river.
Or maybe...
Come on.
That's right. Maybe Columbine.
What's wrong with that?
I take 7 kids from Columbine and stand them all in a line at an AK-47, a revolver and a 9, and a MAC-11, and this ought to solve this problem of mine, and that's the whole school bully shut up all of the time because I'm shady.
You know, isn't it interesting, lyrics. Mr. Shady? Who taught him how to commit the crime, and now you want to kill the kid that did the crime?
And
who taught him how to commit the crime, dummy?
And he's the most successful artist of the 21st century.
And he's a white rapper.
That's right.
How does that work out for the racists?
I have no idea.
Yeah, you got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, coming right back with Tim Brown, our friend from Freedom Outpost, talking about how President Barack Hussein Obama just released 68,000 criminals on the streets of America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's Izzy. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Stephanie. Got our friend Tim Brown online with us from Freedom Outpost. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Tim, we got another situation with a president that just doesn't know what he's doing. He's too stupid. He doesn't get it. He's way over his head, say, if the average conservative across the country. And I'm just kind of curious, what say you concerning the topic of what he's doing now with the illegal immigrants in the United States of America? Can you go ahead and explain, please?
Yeah, I question that stupidity is on the issue here. I think it's purposeful. I think he knows exactly what he's doing in releasing these people into the United States. And this isn't the first time. We can go back several years, even though his Department of Homeland Security has been claiming that they are deporting more illegals than any other administration. It's simply not true. They've done everything they can to keep from deporting illegal aliens, including his own drunk uncle. But back in 2012...
Well, wait a second, Tim. Hang on a second. Isn't this the administration trying to give amnesty to illegals?
Well, of course they are.
Okay, yeah, I'm playing the devil's advocate, of course. And of course,
the birds of a feather flock together.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah, back in 2012, there was one of the ICE agents, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, who was punished for simply doing his job. He arrested a 35-year-old illegal immigrant from Mexico, and they really brought the hammer down on him for that. It was just a few months later, if you recall, the sequestration kicked in, the sequester. And as a result of that, DHS went and started releasing hundreds of convicted criminals who were illegal aliens who were in our prisons. I believe the total at that time, this was February of last year, total illegal aliens who were released back into the population were 10,000. And then yesterday I wrote on the fact that there was a report that had came out from the Center for Immigration Studies put out by Jessica Vaughn. She had constructed that, and there were nearly 68,000 violent criminal illegal aliens who were released in the population last year. And, of course, some of those are probably tied to the number I just gave you at the beginning of the year. But this is par for the course for the Obama administration. They're a lawless organization, and they are letting lawless people out into society. They're not deporting them. They have rejected the laws that he took an oath to uphold and to enforce, and has made his own laws. And nobody's holding him accountable. The Congress that has been elected will not hold him accountable because of they don't want to look bad in a election year, and so they want to bring impeachment charges against him because they think, well, the other side, the Senate, is not going to remove him from office. But they're derelict of duty, too. It's not just Obama. These guys are standing and watching it happen.
You know what's interesting about that? You caught my attention on a couple of things here. An ICE investigation, if I remember rightly, it was the ICE investigators that actually busted 5,000 DOD, Defense Department, employees of the United States in the Pentagon. This story was broken by Brian Bender from Boston Globe a couple years ago. But 5,000 members of our Defense Department in the United States at the Pentagon were busted downloading child pornography. So
sure.
It seems like ICE is actually doing a good job out there. Hey, you know what? That is the mercy of God. These guys are out there exposing the criminals for who they are. But the American people need to realize that it's a mercy for you that you understand what you have to deal with. And God stands back and says, okay, now how are you going to deal with them? You know what's wrong. Right the wrongs. And obviously that's what the Lord is waiting for, is the church to stand up and enforce the commandments, as well as the American people as a whole. My other thought was this, Tim. It's interesting that when you talk about the Congress, are they like impervious to what may take place? Because what we're seeing is this administration provoke, incite domestic insurrection. This is a communist tactic. It's an attempt to create civil war. It's an attempt to actually create a war within. We know it as revolution, only to attack from without. And if the American people would simply wake up to how a dictator acts, I don't know that this man falls short in any of the things that label or define a dictator, because he is all above from A to Z.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. He is definitely following the Alinsky style. He wants a communist revolution. There's no question about that. And he can play, do the soft shoe all he wants to, but you're exactly right. Everything he does is to provoke a response. And we've seen that over and over and over again, him clearly violate his authority by changing his own law, the Obamacare law, over and over and over, give out waivers. They're illegal. He does not have authority to do that. That is the job of Congress. And Congress sits back and lets him do it.
Yeah.
What do you say? It's not just him. That's the whole thing.
Yeah. What's interesting about that, it's such a great idea, this illegal, unconstitutional Obamacare, read Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution of the United States. It's such a great idea, but they're all exempt from Obamacare. How does that work?
Well, it's because it's not such a great idea.
Of course.
That's the whole thing. But, it's funny. Now we're hearing the calls, I believe it's from the UN, who are saying that not to cover illegals, the people we're talking about him releasing into our, and we're not talking about just illegals. We're not talking about people who were fleeing tyranny or they just want a better life. Not those kind of people. We're talking about people who are violent, convicted criminals. Okay? The UN is saying it's against human rights for you to deny them Obamacare. And that's the thing coming down internationally. And we're talking about just a lot of people in the country. I mean, 68,000 is really a drop in the bucket of those who their first act inside the United States was to break the law. And I've often said, I've known several people who have went through the legal process, and some of them have been very long and very tedious. They've had to be separated from their family for a period of time, and they've endured it. And they're good citizens, and they went through the process. And for them, it is like a slap in the face.
Absolutely.
For people to do it wrong and then to be rewarded for it, to be praised for it. And what are we thinking? We are a people, and in my estimation, we're a people who are under the judgment of God. And part of that judgment is
our
leaders are in a stupor, and we have become a bunch of cowards. Whether people like to hear that or not, that's what we become, and it's part of the judgment of God.
You know, when you mentioned about Congress, how they don't want to do anything as far as stepping up to the plate with impeachment and so on, because they don't want to look bad because it's an election year. Wouldn't those...
you think this would be the time they'd actually want to stand up,
they want to stand up and prove that, listen, I can show forth some leadership here. It doesn't matter. It's not a matter of whether or not the Senate is going to go through with the impeachment. If you know that it's your duty to uphold the Constitution and you swore an oath to protect and you bring forth articles of impeachment, it doesn't matter what happens down the line. Your duty is to start the ball rolling, whether or not someone accepts it or rejects it. A lot of the most important parts of legislation in history that passed were because of people's persistency to bring forth John Quincy Adams about slavery. You know, they were persistent whether or not the outcome looked good or not. Their job before heaven was to bring it forth to do that, which is
the
right.
American Constitution as a whole for the most
part.
Exactly. You know, the Declaration of Independence.
William Wilberforce. I mean, what do you say to that, Tim?
Well, I think that's exactly right. And we're a people who have we've looked at more of how people are going to view us. We're more concerned with our own egos and our political aspirations. I could tell you big names that people want to hold up as conservatives who have said, you know, my political aspirations are bigger than that issue there, which is pretty big issues.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you say?
We don't want to do the right thing. We want to do the right thing for us.
That's right. That's exactly right. Tim, what do you say of the 90 that we have found in federal government that actually have been found out to be communist? They're a part of the Communist Party. You know, I don't think it's necessarily, you know, them just looking out for, you know, Stephanie, is it what you were just saying, and I'm kind of correlating this with what Tim is saying, but I don't think it's necessarily time for them to stand up and do the right. Well, they're as much a part of the problem, and they're as much a part of
because
the team
the right.
with Barack Hussein Obama, because they're in, I don't like saying that word, I want to say they're in cahoots with him.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're all in this together, because if they weren't, and I believe we also have compromised men, that's why they don't take a stand. I just think for the most part, it's up to the American people now to hold their government to the, you know, their feet to the fire, and if they don't want to do that, then they sacrifice their freedoms and forfeit it all. And I think that's what's coming down the line if we don't wake up.
Well, I think so, too. And I think people are going to have to stop looking at just whatever either party presents them. And they're going to start saying, look, we want people who are just like us. We don't want career politicians. We want people who come from our state, who live here, who know what it is to work, who know what it is to have to you know, toil every day and do the things that we do. We don't want somebody to rule over us.
That's right.
We want somebody to govern.
We got Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost. How do folks get a hold of you, my friend?
FreedomOutpost.com.
FreedomOutpost.com. We thank you very much,
thank
Tim
you,
Brown,
Tim.
For your time very much. We will be talking at you soon. Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-233-07.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Interesting things going on across the country, friends. The Republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. This will remain the land of the free only so long as it is the home of the brave.
Tell me about it. How many people do you know that really stand up for the truth out there? I can think of maybe...
I think everybody's trying to
three.
Save their own hide in one way or another. I say probably...
Yeah.
On one hand.
That's exactly what I would say, too, is on one hand, I can think of maybe three. But, you know, it's interesting. Everyone's worried about their reputations and what people say about them and so on and so forth. And I was thinking about this when Tim was talking about how Jesus made himself of no reputation.
Yeah, Philippians.
He did what was right regardless of people liked it or not, regardless of what they wrote about him or not, regardless of what they said about him or not. And you know what? The right time to do the right thing, as MLK said, is right now. And Frederick Douglass, I believe, he said, I will unite with anybody to do the right and then with nobody to do the wrong.
That's right.
And we look at these moral leaders of our society. We look at a Frederick Douglass, MLK, JFK, RFK, and we think, we hail them. We praise them for their efforts. They say, wow, what great men they were. Forget about the fact they were killed in their lifetimes because people hated them so much because they were willing to stand up for truth, whatever truth it was they were going for, whether it was, you know, so black people could have their freedom, whether it was for whatever, going against the bad guys, RFK, you know, the mafia and so on. But what we're lacking in America today is leadership. As I mentioned before, we're doing an event in Wisconsin here, and I was talking with the lady when we were setting everything up, and she is saying, you know, we've got this three-pronged thing that we're doing, and we're talking about education and blah, blah, blah. And one of the prongs was spiritual leadership. She said, that's the prong that's lacking. And it's like, of course, and the church is called to be the moral compass of society, but if we don't have people willing to lead the way, namely pastors, quote unquote, you know, of course, we've talked about this before, apostles are supposed to be heading up the church. But those who are in spiritual places of authority, they're cowards for the most part, or they won't really hit the issues. They'll kind of dance around
it. Well, if that wasn't true, if that wasn't true, then whose fault would it be?
Exactly. You know, it's amazing, too, because we keep looking to the same spiritual leaders over and over and over in America, and nothing changes because we go back to the same exact thing. Listen, if the same spiritual
leaders... That's the definition of insanity, by the way.
If the same spiritual leaders have been in place for, you know, the past 40 years in America, and we see the decline of our society, perhaps it's time that we should look to different leadership. As you mentioned before, in a football game.
That's right. You wouldn't tolerate a coach to lose season after season.
Yeah, can you imagine having the coach for 40 years, the same NFL football team who kept losing the game? You'd say, listen, after a year or two, it'd be like, okay, this guy's not working. We got to get someone else. So we're more concerned with our NFL career as far as our winning season than our country looking to our spiritual leadership. And it's not enough for people just to lead the way. It's also enough for the people, once they see true leaders, to stand behind them and say, listen, we're behind you. We're willing to support you. We're willing to fight with you. You know, people say, I'm so glad you guys are out there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just enough for us to be out there. It wasn't just one or two people or ministries that, you know, had our American Revolution established this country. It was men who pledged themselves, their lives, their fortunes, their most sacred honor, sacrificing much so we could have our freedom here today. And have we lost the ability? Is this the kind of generation and posterity that we've become, that we're so cowards that we can't even stand up for that which is right because we might get a little slack for it, or someone might look at us the wrong way, or they might write a bad article
I was just talking this morning with an individual where I was talking to him, and I said to him, I gauge people that I want around me and my ministry by their scars.
That's true.
And oftentimes I'll go online and see what people have to say about them before I actually trust the thing that they do or what they say they do. David said that I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord. And keep in mind, those that were companions with David understood the warfare that David had to go through to get to the throne in the first place.
Right.
You know, and what you have out there is you have so many people that love their freedom so much, they're just not willing to fight for it.
Yeah.
That's how much they love it.
I think the fact is, I think
it's
a lot
sick.
Of people, they
it's
bask.
It's shameful, and it's un-American, it's unpatriotic, and it's definitely ungodly.
I think the people, a lot of times people bask in their freedom. I remember sitting down in a restaurant looking at all these people sitting there, and they're having fun, they're with their families. We're sitting here enjoying the freedom that many men and women have sacrificed, and I think they don't realize that awful sacrifice of their freedom. That's why when we go into schools, when you always say, show them the price, because people, when they understand the price of their freedom, then they want to preserve, because, wow, I'm not going to let that sacrifice go in vain.
Do you remember when we were at Arlington Cemetery probably 8, 9, 10 years ago, and remember when that little boy started walking on the grass at Arlington Cemetery, and people didn't like it, and they immediately rebuked that kid to get off the grass?
Right.
Why did they do that?
Because they had respect for the people that were buried there, for what they've done.
Now, when you go to the church says that you're supposed to openly rebuke those that sin, that others also may fear.
Right.
See, you do that in the church today, you're a bully, you're a controller, you're this, you're that, and the other thing. But when you go to Arlington Cemetery, it's interesting that carnal man has more understanding than what a spiritual man should have.
That's exactly
and
right.
And the church is such a reproach in America today that, you know, what it lacks more than anything is Christ.
Exactly.
Exactly. But once Christ is in the equation, you're going to see that people will not tolerate what they're tolerating today. I mean, just think about this. You have the atheist organizations that are out there trying to remove the Christian crosses over the top of the heads that sacrifice themselves to give these jokers freedom in the first place. Criminals is what they are.
Yep.
You know, and I've heard that saying before. You know what? Just if you can get everybody to believe that there is no God, then everything's permissible.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what you're dealing with. As long as you allow people to bulldoze who you are in your Christian faith, that's why they do what they do. If you don't believe it, why would they believe it?
And I think the world is looking for someone to stand up in their faith and say, listen, no, sorry, you're wrong. It's so...
Oh, no, you didn't.
Well, so many times people just... All you got to do is you say these right catchphrases like, well, are you a bigot? Are you a hater? And people just back down immediately rather than saying, no, I'm not a bigot. I'm a hater. I believe in the truth and love.
Speaking of which, did you hear about the militant homosexual activists pelt German Christians with eggs, spit, and bags of feces? You know, the victims.
Yeah,
seriously. They're victims, again, as they're perpetrating the crime, right?
Can you imagine if Christians would do that against homosexuals?
But that's the wrong argument, because the Christians are in righteousness. They're abiding by the laws of the land. Men, let me tell you how bad it's getting in America. You know what they're doing now? Men are starting to wear high heels.
Yeah.
Women's shoes.
Right.
Transgender bathrooms. I mean, and it's like, does anybody have a care that this is happening in our country? I can hear somebody out there right now say, well, I haven't seen it yet. Well, let me tell you something. You don't need to see it to know it's there. Can you see the oxygen that you right. breathe?
Well,
you know, I've never seen it, but you're breathing, right? Well, these things are taking place. Well, it's not a big deal yet. You're right. That's why you want to get rid yep. of the little leaven yep. so it doesn't absorb into the whole lump
that's such
to
a,
ruin it.
That's such a bad mindset. If you look at, you know, well, you know, if you were a Jew in the surrounding countries of Germany, well, I've only heard of that happening in Germany. I haven't heard of it happening here yet, you know, in Switzerland or these other
surrounding
places. You
think the German people would have known that this is how these things roll
well, you can't have
in
the,
a dictatorship. Is give the homosexuals a free rein to go ahead and upend your political opposition. That's what the homosexuals are, friends. They are only there to upend the Constitution of the United States to make way for Sharia law in America. Don't tell me I didn't tell you so, friends, because I told you. I told you, just look across the country. Now we're seeing this happen in Germany.
Yep.
And here again, the militant homosexuals are attacking who? They didn't attack the Muslims. Matter of fact, they got a picture in front of me right now with a Muslim with a gay scarf over their face.
Wow.
I thought they didn't stand for that. No, I thought they were calling for their execution. Really? Now they're partaking? Wait a second. Something's missing here.
So there's a lot missing in America today, and it all goes back to the root of the problem, which is the morality of the Ten Commandments and following God's word. And going
but
back
Stephanie,
to what I was saying
that's,
earlier.
That's old school.
Yeah,
that is old-fashioned.
Old school got us and established our country. Old yeah. school is the only thing that's going to restore this country.
Yeah,
we're
there's
about
a girl
change.
Now, she's going in front of the Catholic Church, and she's taking off her clothes and making a video out of that. And, you know, this is cute. This
or are
is
these
funny.
Women that dump things on the priest, you know, water
it's
on the priest?
In their face, yeah, the
exactly.
radical lesbians.
Yeah, and
yeah.
my point in saying that, I'm saying the same reciprocity when it comes to the fact of we'll blow up anything that has to do with, you know, Christians when they're persecuting someone else or they appear to be persecuting someone else. But when we had the same thing, homosexuals, we have the shooting that took place at the American Family,
yeah.
you know, research
association. Company. Yeah.
yeah, exactly. So we had the shooting that happened.
Tony Perkins' place.
Right. That,
yeah.
that wasn't, like, huge news. That
yeah.
wasn't, like,
did you see also? Did you also see concerning that whole situation there where this radical homosexual came in and attempted to shoot as many people as he could? He wanted to lay Chick-fil-A bags on their
right.
dead bodies after he killed them. Well, what happened is his plan was thwarted when the guard actually disarmed him.
Right.
Well, this Mr. Corcoran, he went to SPLC's website and actually got the information as to where he was supposed to go.
Right.
Remember all these hate groups that Southern Poverty Law Center posts on their website? He actually went to their website and he zeroed in on Tony Perkins' outfit as he went to SPLC's webpage as to know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the FBI just distanced themselves from hate crimes concerning the situation. Why? Because it doesn't work for the agenda. And it's just absolutely criminal, just as we were talking about with Tim Brown earlier. Folks, this guy is playing the race card. This administration is playing the race card. And let me also say this. To refer back to the UN as being credible in any sense of the word, keep in mind the UN was birthed out of World War II. And Woodrow Wilson actually tried to bring forth the UN. It was called the League of Nations back at that time, but it failed. So out of chaos, they're creating, and they did create out of World War II, the United Nations.
Yeah.
You see how they're doing this? And now United Nations is basically the throne for what? An establishing of a new world order.
That's right.
And so out of chaos, they're attempting to create a new world order, and they're using the useful idiots that will be used as useful idiots to help their agenda along
right.
by creating chaos to upend their way of government in their country.
Right. And by the way, Tony Perkins is the Family Research Council. But going back a little bit to it, as far as the mindset of, well, I'm not seeing it or it's not happening here. Listen, just because, you know, Jews that were close to Germany didn't quite see it yet in their
they're
country.
They're trying to deny it now.
If they would have put a stop to it at the very beginning, it wouldn't have leaked into their country and then they wouldn't have had to face the problem then.
Stephanie,
wait.
Just think about this. That happened in the 40s, the 30s and the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
You have Holocaust deniers.
Right. There's no denying.
Friends,
yeah.
there's no way you can deny this.
No.
But yet you have a people trying to convince other people that it never happened. Oh, my goodness, friends. That's the mindset that the American people are tolerating today in this country. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back after this. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-233-0747. I'll slow down so you can think and call. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Steve from Memphis. I've been listening to Sons of Liberty for several years now. As I've listened to him speak in the past years, I just wondered if he's had cue cards or teleprompter or something, because his knowledge is deep and he never seems to take a breath. So anyway, I get to this Tea Party meeting and he starts speaking. And for over 4 hours he speaks, and he speaks the truth. He speaks from a spiritual standpoint and a constitutional standpoint. And it is just amazing. So God bless Bradley and Sons of Liberty Radio and what he's doing. Thank you for being the patriot and the Christian man that you are.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Really quick, friends, I actually got this off of Freedom Outpost just a couple minutes ago, but militant homosexual activist pelts Christians with eggs, spit, and bags of feces. Is anybody figuring out as to how this works and what this is really about? Parents in Germany have protested a new pro-homosexual diversity curriculum in their schools. Homosexual activists have attacked them by hurling feces and destroying their property, according to the Observatory on Tolerance and Discrimination Against Christians. My goodness. Protesters were physically attacked, and it was felt that the police failed to protect the parents' basic right of assembly, said a statesman from the observatory, describing incidents at recent rallies in Wurttemberg. It goes on. They were spit at, eggs were thrown, a little bags of, again, feces or color, cables of loudspeakers were torn out. The organization says pages were ripped out of the Bible and used to wipe their butts.
Oh, my goodness.
Then formed into a ball and thrown at the parents. Christians were hurt in the process. And, folks, this is what it's about.
Okay,
you
so
just need
about,
to understand who these people are.
Oh, think about
they
that
are criminal in every element, my friends. Yes, I said that.
Think about this. So these Christian parents are protesting a new homosexual curriculum.
Yeah,
so
that are attacking their students.
That's my point. So
yeah.
The homosexuals come out, And they defend their curriculum and their stance by spitting upon them, throwing bags of feces, wiping their butts with the Bible, and throwing at the protesters. No wonder why the Christian parents are protesting this type of ideology being taught to their young people in school. They only prove the point of how bad it is by the actions that they show. They're supposed to be loving and tolerant. I don't see any love and any tolerance
here. Still doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I say about the gay agenda. It doesn't matter what you say about the gay agenda. It doesn't matter what the homosexuals say about the gay agenda. It matters what God says about
exactly.
the gay agenda.
We follow him.
The worldwide leftist agenda is eliminating Christianity, outlawing it, and exterminating those who practice it. Coexistence is from the pit of hell itself, it says. It cannot and will not happen, so all people must pick a side, or it will be chosen for them. Keep in mind, friends, this is a UN global initiative.
Yeah, when you say coexist, it's interesting that, you know, in America, the big thing is coexist. But if I, as a Christian, go to a different country, if I go to, say, a Muslim country, and I say, hey, brothers, let's coexist. I mean, you know, I'm Christian, you're Muslim. Let's just, you know, all get along. That's not going to fly too well for me out in a foreign country. In fact, you see all sorts of persecution of Christians, all sorts of slaughter that happens. If you look at Voice of the Martyrs.
Isn't it interesting, these foreign countries that you're talking about, they all want to come here.
Exactly.
Because
their country
you are a
is
Christian
so great.
Nation, yes.
Right, exactly. And it's interesting to note, even you speaking at a college that one time, there was a little Christian girl, quote unquote, saying, well, we're not really a Christian nation. While the Muslim kid in the back said, we know this is a Christian nation. That's why we came here, because it's a Christian nation.
That's right.
Because they see the qualities and
in other words, the professed Christian doesn't even believe, little does she know anything of her own history, and she doesn't believe in the God that she professes to actually believe in and, you know, profess. But that's what the American people are up against today. And it really comes back to what we've always said in the past, friends. It's not, you know, the issue isn't that government's so corrupt. It's because the church is so corrupt that government has become corrupt.
You know,
once the church does their job, then guess what's going to happen? We're going to have a turn of events, because we're going to see a just and a holy God show himself strong on the behalf of the Christians. And we need to keep in mind, too, these little Christians, these little pansies, these professed Christians, you know, that give you the idea that Jesus is walking around in pink little booties smacking little sheep on the backside. Friends, that is the furthest thing from the character of Jesus Christ. When he said the gates of hell shall not prevail, and that he is the line of the tribe of Judah, and that God is a man of war, and then we try to equate him to loss and being dispossessed at every turn, that is the God of the Bible. Friends, I just want to set the record straight. That is not the God of the Bible. God is a God of victory in every sense of the word. And we can take that from, you know, the Old Testament through a thousand different analogies, stories, historic events, so on and so forth. And when we look at who he is and the character of who he is, we can look at Scripture and say that, you know, his throne is justice and judgment.
Righteousness.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And clouds and darkness around about him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about him. He said in that psalm, Psalm 97, you that love the Lord abhor evil and love that which is good. And go back to the New Testament. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. What about Ananias and Sapphira? Because they lied, they dropped dead on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
What about the God of the Bible that was releasing the apostles from prison by sending forth earthquakes or sending forth angelic forces to release them, and said, no, go back out and preach some more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yet again, what we see is this little pansy, sheepish, you know, professed Christianity walking around on eggshells, making sure that they don't offend anybody. You know, I mean, they're as effeminate as the homosexuals are. And that's the sick part about it.
Well, you know, it's interesting that I think a lot of times the people who are in the world, they want to see the God of the Bible. But because they don't see the God of the Bible in truth, they don't have anything to do with Christianity, because they don't really see people stand. It reminds me of this film called God's Not Dead. You know, in this film, it takes one boy. The professor wants all the students to write down God's dead. Just write it down. Let's all come to the same conclusion at the same time. There's one boy in that entire class that said, I can't do that. I'm a Christian. And he said, well, listen, okay, fine. Then we'll give you three.
Don't forget his girlfriend.
His girlfriend said, no, I don't want you to do this. You're gonna...
His family.
His family. If everyone you love, she said, is telling you not to do it, then don't do it. basically, he was saying, listen, I believe that the Lord wants someone to defend him. And he was the only one who stood up in that class. But here's the deal. Because he stood up in that class and because he stood up to his atheist teacher who was slamming him to the ground, because he actually stood up for his Christianity, his whole class was converted and said, God's not dead. And his teacher at the end came to the realization of knowing Christ too. But had he not stood, nothing would have changed.
Yeah. By the way, you need to interject the thought, Stephanie, and the information that the atheist teacher said that he was the God in that classroom.
Right, exactly.
Yes. So when you're dealing with atheists, that's exactly what you're dealing with. These people think they're God.
And it's so true. And once those kids, you know, why are you doing this? What's the point of doing this? When these kids saw that this one kid who claimed to be Christian was not sheepish, and, you know, although he didn't want to do it, he felt like, this is what I should do. You know, who wants to be persecuted? Who wants to go against the grain? Who wants to have all that? His girlfriend left him. His family didn't think it was the right thing to do, but he was faithful to God, and God was faithful to him and started a complete movement in the show.
And don't want to spoil the end result, but the whole class stood up and said at the very end, God is not dead because one person stood up in the face of an atheist.
Yeah, and we're talking about, you know, a foreign exchange student from China and so on. But the interesting point is that because of he stood up, the whole class was changed and the professor was changed. Now, what's interesting to note about this is at the very end of the show, they show all of these people who in colleges and universities have been persecuted for their Christian faith. So they made this on the behalf of these real life testimonies and people who have been persecuted on campus.
They were victories.
Campus.
You do know that. Because victories, Christian lawyers are waiting for Christians to stand up and emulate Christ so they can bring forth the victory across the country. But there was victory after victory after victory after victory of the ones that stood up in the face of what's going on in your country. And I'm kind of chuckling here a little bit because even when you're talking about the atheists or the homosexuals, their populations are so small, friends, you'd be embarrassed as to what you're running from.
And you know what's interesting to note, too, is the fact that, you know, in this movie, I remember I got an email saying, you know, if you want to see a movie that has people shouting in the theater, cheering, you know, clapping, blah, blah, people are being inspired to not only defend their faith, but to be bold about their faith. And it only takes people who lead the way and say, listen, we're going to go against the grain. If you've ever seen that famous picture of
because
it's right. All the sheep. You ever seen that famous picture of all the sheep going, a mass amount of sheep going one direction. There's one sheep going against the grain, going the opposite direction.
Yeah, they're all going over the cliff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the one sheep going in the opposite direction, that's the person who's called of God, who obeys God, and goes against the flow. As William Booth said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. People are so afraid of troubling that nothing ever changes. I mean, we need to do some troubling, like Captain Booth says, founder of the Salvation Army with her husband, William. If we would have tumults and uproars, she would say, bless God, then the world would be a different place. It would be changed if we had them like we had in the book of Acts. We need to go back to biblical Christianity and say, listen, for righteousness' sake, we need to get a little rowdy. We need to stand up have a little bit of that spine, that backbone that God gave you. My righteous are made bold as lions and actually stand up for our faith. We don't have any faith if we don't stand up. People say, like, that kids, you know, they grow up in the church, and when they go to college, they lose their faith. Listen, if they lose their faith, they never had their faith to begin with.
That's right.
You can't lose something like that. Once you have it and Christ is in you, either he's in you or he's not in you.
Yeah.
So it's time for us to take a stand. And for those of you who are listening who are maybe in school, be bold about your faith because God might just be calling you to stand up and make a difference on campus.
You think?
Absolutely.
The Bible says he looks to and fro upon the earth to show himself strong on the behalf of those whose hearts are perfect towards him. Well, you say, I'm not perfect. Ask the Lord to perfect that which concerneth him and ask him to empower you to do just that.
Right.
And then he said, I will show myself strong on the behalf of that person. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18, deeds not words. We love you by what we do. And we will talk to you in 23 hours. We'll talk to you then. See ya!
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.